All right, setting the bar. This is where we give you a story. You just try not to do it, and you can think, you know what? I'm doing okay.
Oh, boy.
If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without writing an essay on how to commit murder.
Oh, boy.
If that's what you're planning on doing.
Okay. Well, hey.
You're doing okay.
Wow.
Is right out of a movie or a novel. This romance novelist wrote an online essay 7 years ago titled How to Murder Your Husband.
Oh my goodness.
And guess what she did?
Oh my God. Like my mouth is gaping open. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I'm speechless about this.
Yeah. She's 68. Her husband was 63.
Oh my God.
And yeah. It was pretty easy to point the finger at her.
So did she do it exactly like, did she give details in the essay? Like, did she follow it to a T?
So.
Did she ask Siri where to hide the body?
The essay that she wrote.
Yeah.
Says, as a romantic suspense writer, I spend a lot of times thinking about murder.
Oh my gosh.
And consequently, about police procedure. After all, if the murder is supposed to set me free, I certainly don't want to spend any time in jail.
Oh, that's valid.
So she lists motives for murdering her husband and ways to commit the crime in her essay.
Okay.
So, again.
Oh, wow.
Again.
This is all bad. None of it's good.
I know. Right out of kind of a novel or a movie.
Oh, I expect this to pop up at least on an episode of like Snapped on Lifetime. Do they still have that show?
Probably.
That sounds like it's ripped from that.
So yeah, if you
line.
Can manage to make it through the day, we'll just say this. Without writing an essay on how you're going to commit a crime.
Serious crime.
Right before you plan on committing
that
said serious
crime.
You're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know what? Just what I think I've kind of heard it all. I mean, thanks largely to the state of Florida. But when I keep getting surprised.
There you go. That's setting the bar, guys.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX.